This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we catch up with Jillian Ray at Boats and Bluegrass 2014, which took place at Prairie Island Campground in Winona, Minnesota. Jillian Ray has her own blend of indie country pop rock music. We visit with her about why she chose violin as an instrument, her solo career, and views on the recording process of her album, Heartbeat. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed. We're at Boats and Bluegrass, and Jillian Ray just stepped off the stage. You've been kind of involved in a lot of different musical endeavors throughout your career with violin and vocal. Can you tell us a few other than your solo career?
Sure. I've been all over the place. I kind of started out with a band called Too Many Banjos, and actually that was my first time playing at Boats and Bluegrass, was with them. And they had us back for a few years, and then I started playing with Steve Collin, the Brass Kings, and then Mickle, the Washboard player in that band, and I formed a band with Adam Kiesling called Corpse Reviver, which performed earlier today. I'm trying to think of other Boats and Bluegrass acts I've played with. The Fiddlers, that's another one. So five fiddles and a bass, a bunch of fiddlers that are in a bunch of other bands. We just kind of came together as our dorky after-school fiddle club. That's kind of how it sort of started, was just playing fiddle music together. It started as three people, and then it morphed into five, so. Yeah.
What is it about your instrument that draws you to it? Why play fiddle music? Why play the violin?
Man, that's a really hard question. It's just, I started playing when I was seven, and I fell in love with it the year before that. When I was in the first grade, I saw a group of violinists play. They were students from young to old, and I just was hooked. And the minute I started playing, I think after I got the basics, I realized, like, you can play anything on the violin. And it's very true. I think what I do in my band might be a little bit genre hoppy, but I think no matter what you do with a violin or fiddle, whatever you want to call it, it works somehow. So I think that's why I love it so much. You can bend the rules a little bit.
For those who are kind of classical music nerds, did you start off with Suzuki method or?
I sure did. Yep. Suzuki method all the way. And then I, you know, did all the Allstate Orchestra stuff, and I went to school for music. I got my degree in music performance. So I was actually in the classical world for a long time, and that's all I did. So discovering Too Many Banjos was kind of one of my first outlets after I was just playing classical music strictly for a long time.
Was it a challenge to hop out of the classical into that?
No, well, I think I never really, even in college when I had to, you know, give recitals and all that stuff, I always kind of kept up on it, but I just didn't really have anyone to play with. So I've always been an improviser, and I've always loved fiddle music, but that was kind of my first outlet of, you know, actually making up my own parts to an original song that somebody else wrote that I didn't already know from the radio or something, you know.
I'm not afraid to die.
you so much. My name is Jillian Ray, and I love Boats and Bluegrass. I've played here a number of times with quite a few other groups, Corpse Reviver, that you saw earlier, the Brass Kings. I am pumped out of my mind to be here with my very own band today. So if you will just humor me, I've never done this before. Boats and... You guys are awesome. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd watch you walk away. I whisper softly to myself. I know that you don't understand anything that's in my head. I guess I should have seen it coming. It's not that simple to wait around just for everyone else. Too many feelings to consider. What happened to us? You know, I always thought you'd be one to sweep me off my feet. Tell me that you need me. Tell me I'm the only one. Sweep me off my feet. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you really know.
You've been listening to the indie country pop rock sounds of Jillian Ray during Boats and Bluegrass 2014. I'm Terry Tunseth, taking you back to my interview with Jillian. You're listening to The Live Feed.
Let's talk about your jump into your solo career.
Sure.
So was that frightening for you?
It was actually, as much as a ham as I am and as much as I love performing my own songs for people, especially here. I love and respect everybody here so much. And I mean, not only the people who come here, but the musicians. So doing songs that I had written for those people, you know, my peers, I guess you could say, was really scary at first. And I don't think it's ever totally gone away. I feel more confident about it now, but there is that little twinge of, oh my God, this is me at my most vulnerable in front of everybody. It's kind of that naked in front of your third grade classroom kind of feeling that you get, you know?
When you initially released that first album, mm-hmm. how did that feel?
Oh, it was exhilarating. It's not even been a year yet. It was last December, and I remember it was for the first time in a long time that I actually had the butterflies. I'm just one that I love being on stage, and I don't typically get nervous, but I had so many feelings. It was joy, excitement, a little bit of nerves, a little bit of, you know, oh my God, are people going to like this, you know?
How did you make decisions as to what selections from your music you were going to put on that album?
Honestly, it just took me this long to build the courage to have my own project and my own songs. And then the album and when we recorded and when it came out was just a matter of when am I going to be happy with like 10 of my own songs that I could actually fit together? So, I mean, of course, people write hundreds and thousands of songs, but those were the 10 that I thought fit together pretty well. And also that I felt comfortable like, okay, those are at least good enough that I can feel comfortable doing them for other people, you know. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's a weird thing. Most performers, you know, you just get excited. I want to show this to other people. And I do feel that way much more now than I ever have. But there is that little bit of like you're letting everybody read your diary sort of feeling.
And you're like, I don't know how they're going to take it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I write very personally. And, you know, sometimes they aren't all my experiences, but a lot of times they are. And, you know, it's exciting and scary, and I think that's kind of a good way to live life. You got to be on the edge a little bit and challenge yourself, but still feel good about what you're doing.
Did you like the recording process?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I mean, I've recorded a lot of records with a lot of other, you know, bluegrass bands and such. So when I finally went into the studio, I had a really good idea of what I wanted to do, and it was pretty smooth, I think, because it wasn't my first time doing it.
You talked about you love being a ham. So what's the feeling you get when you're on stage?
It's weird. I kind of, in a way, I turn it off and I'll have bouts of forgetting. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this in front of people, you know. But then there is that feeling when you're connecting, when somebody comes up and dances or when people are singing along or, you know, when you look out and notice that people are engaged. It's a little bit of both. It's feeding off of their energy, yet also putting a little bit of a curtain up because I can't speak for anything I did up there. Like, I move around like a total idiot, and I'm somehow comfortable doing it.
This next song features Eric Martin on guitar and his virtual digital reality that he has over here on the ground. Thank you.
Listening to our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2014 on the live feed. I'm Terry Tenseth, taking you back to my interview with musician Jillian Ray.
So you've been traveling, you've been doing music since you were little. What have been your big learning moments?
My big learning moments? Those are constant. I think the first actual tour I ever went on was when I was a little kid. I think I was 8 or 9 years old, and we did this performance in this violin group I was in at I want to say it was the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., and we also played at the Finnish Embassy, which we did a lot of Scandinavian Finnish folk music. They were called the Singing Strings. So, I mean, that, just as a little kid, you partially know what's going on, and it's really exciting, but also you're not in charge of it, and it's easy, and everybody else is getting you to where you have to go and stuff. So I think it was, you know, that sparked my interest in it. But as I got older and I started just doing things on my own, even going to school for music, you have to make a lot of decisions yourself. You need to be responsible enough and organized and get yourself to where you need to go and push yourself without, like, that whole group of people being pushed with you. So I think that's kind of where it started, the journey through school and just being on your own. And then definitely when I started in my first band, Too Many Banjos, that was, it was kind of my first experience touring with a group of dudes, being like the lone chick fiddler, which I always am now, but that was kind of the first experience I had with it. Therefore, I learned a lot.
You said lone chick fiddler. Is that a common thing? Do you not see a lot of women fiddle players?
You know, I actually do. I notice a lot of female fiddle players all over now. Like, as I've been doing it, I'll notice others. But I feel like in any band situation that I've played in, I've been the only female and, of course, you know, the only fiddler. Until the fiddlers, which that is awesome. But again, a bunch of dudes and one dude-like chick, I guess.
So tell us your upcoming events, what's going to be happening for you.
Oh, gosh. I am playing with my band. We have a string of shows. We're going down to Lincoln, Nebraska and playing the Lincoln Calling Festival, which I'm really excited about. I believe we're playing at the zoo later, like 11:30 at night, and we're doing a couple shows on the way there in, I want to say Omaha, Nebraska, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then we have a show coming up in Duluth, Minnesota, opening for Caroline Smith, which I'm really excited about. Love her. That is October 17th at the Red Herring. And then my biggest show that I have coming up would be our Halloween show on Halloween night, Friday, at Ice House in Minneapolis. And I'm releasing a zombie-related single that night.
That says a lot. You want to say anything else about that?
Well, really, a friend asked me, will you write a song about a zombie? And I did, and I ended up really liking it, and it's quirky, and I don't get a lot of opportunity to play it. It definitely wouldn't fit on a record coming up, so I just thought, let's do this for fun. Halloween's my favorite holiday, and it just seems like the right thing to do. So we're going all out. Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank is on the bill with us, and we're going to have costumes and, you know, giveaways and all that kind of good stuff. Some Halloween-y covers to look forward to, yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more information about you, where should they go?
JillianRayMusic.com is my website, which hopefully my calendar and all the info is on there. And I also have a Jillian Ray Facebook fan page, so you can always check that out. I post on it all the time.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, you guys. We love you. This is Josh Kaplan on the drums. Troy Pernard on the bass. We have Eric Martin on the drums. On the drums. Oh my God, I'm delirious. Eric Martin on the guitar. Do over. My name is Jillian. I hope to see you all again very soon.
Thanks again to Jillian Ray for sharing with us on The Live Feed. More information on Jillian can be found at www.jillianraymusic.com and on Facebook. Another thank you goes out to all who made Boats and Bluegrass possible. More information on Boats and Bluegrass can be found at www.boatsandbluegrass.com. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.